Blog Talk Radio.
'Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today is May 13th, 2015. You're listening to Doc Talk right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is Dr. Ruth Stevens, the owner of Nutrition Yours, located here in Detroit, Michigan, and your host of Doc Talk here on Blog Talk Radio each and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number here at Doc Talk is 347-426-3469. That is 347-426-3469. You can also contact me via email directly at doctalkruth@gmail.com, and you can also reach me in my office at 313-897-7257, and you can also go to www.drruthlstevens.com to find out, of course, more information about yours truly. Again, the number here is 347-426-3469. Good morning to everyone. Hope all is well. Hope everyone had a great week and weekend and Mother's Day and all that good stuff. It's good to be back on the air with you. Today's topic, going to be talking about easy ways to master stress. May is Mental Health Month. So what I have decided to do, and of course you guys didn't know this, I've tried to come up with easy ways to do different things that might be causing us to have a lot of mental burnout. So today I'm going to be talking about easy ways to master stress. Now, I've talked about stress, of course, so many times before. You can go into the archives and listen to that. But today, real practical things, just going to keep you focused on easy ways to deal with your stress as well as avoiding mental burnout. I'll give you these practical ways to keep stress out of your life and easing coping skills to deal with them effectively. And as I said, May is Mental Health Month, so stress is one of these big factors that impact mental health. So again, today's topic, easy ways to master stress. And trust me, we all have it. Yours truly included, for sure. So today is going to be a good day, and it's going to be a great topic for you. If you are just tuning in, again, that number is 347-426-3469. Let's roll right on into some information, as I've got it all here in front of me. Stay tuned, of course, for the halftime point in the show. I'll get into all of the lab specials and all that good stuff. So if you can, hang out with me all hour long. And if you can't, go right up to that point. Then go back and listen to the show via archive. And that way you can still get all of the information. 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. Again, easy ways to master stress. So let me move this over here. And I'm going to take a sip of my fruit shake, getting a little sniffy here. I know what that's about, but anywho. All right, let's do some housekeeping here, and we'll get rolling right on into the show. This information is being provided to you to inform those interested in various aspects of health and nutrition as it relates to both diet and disease. It is my intention to assist you and to act as a health and nutritional guide. Any information, suggestions, and recommendations are not meant to replace your own medical doctor, and specifically, are not meant as medical treatment. You always want to see an appropriately trained health professional before beginning any new health regimens, or if you have questions, medical concerns, or need guidance regarding your health. And always factor in that individual results will vary. And lastly, no part of this publication may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form, or by any means electronic, mechanical, photocopying, recording, scanning, otherwise, except as permitted with prior written permission from Dr. Ruth L. Stevens. So, all right, we took care of that, folks. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Today's topic, talking about easy ways to master stress. The operative word there is master. Anything that's relating to you
for your health, for your mental health, physical and otherwise, you want to try to master these things, because now we have a certain aspect of control over these things. And when we're talking about stress and things of that nature, you always want to control this as best as possible. Now, life happens. I got it. Sometimes we get ambushed and it's like, wow, I didn't see that coming. But we want to make sure that we just don't function in a chronic stress mode. Stuff happens. People irritate you. You're stuck in traffic, children, dog, whatever the case may be. We've got to learn how to master this stress. So today's show is going to help you focus on some very easy ways to do this. So by the end of the show, you should have several ways to master your stress and be on the road to getting this thing under control. Because, again, life is not going to stop. It is, trust me, it is not. So you have to be able to say, all right, let me put this in perspective and handle this. And again, May is Mental Health Month. So this is something that I think is huge as far as mental health, because I am a certified mental health instructor. So this is one of the factors that just kind of weighs us down on a regular basis. And we don't want to get to the point where we are just chronically stressed and now we're dysfunctional. So without further delay, let me get rolling right on into this, because I have written down here, now it's actually over 50 ways, and they're practical ways that I'm going to help you keep stress out of your life, but I have a whole bunch more here just in case I have time, so I'm just going to roll with the punches here, folks. All righty, 347-426-3469. All right, easy ways to master stress. I'm just going to roll these off, and I'll elaborate on each one very briefly, but as you're listening to them, just kind of go, how can I begin doing this today? How can I make this happen today? And I can guarantee by the end of the show, you're going to go, okay, I think I have a better perspective on what's going on. What am I allowing to get to me? Because that is the operative word of the day, allowance. These things, as far as stress, if you allow it to stress you, it's going to. So now you have that control to say, okay, I don't have to allow this to happen to me. So let me start here before I start getting on my little soapbox here. All right, this first one, now this is something that I don't think people really understand the concept of quiet time. Yeah, and this is something I embrace and I actually like it. People think because I do radio and workshops and things that I just talk all day. And believe it or not, I would prefer to be quiet, believe it or not. So my first one is get quiet every once in a while. Turn off the TV, turn off your cell phone, your computer. Information overload can cause stress. Appreciating silence can help you to feel more relaxed and peaceful. Now remember, this is easy ways to master stress. These things will be very simple. You'll hear them and go, oh, that's not going to make a difference. Trust me, it will. We have all these various stimuli coming in, you know, like I said, TV, cell phone, everything. And so we're just on overload all the time, and it can be very stressful. So learn to get quiet every once in a while. This next one, I do it. I have an app on my phone called Headspace, and I absolutely love it. And this next one, learning meditation. Meditation is an excellent way to calm your mind, and it has many positive health benefits. People who meditate regularly may even live longer, and that's my objective. I'm shooting for 150, you know, happy and healthy. That's me. So meditation is going to be a great way to calm your mind, just kind of regain our focus and be a little bit more stress-free, okay? The next one, take a bath. How about that? Relaxing in a warm bath in the evening is a great way to relax and prepare your body for sleep. Turn off the light, place candles around your bath, create a soothing atmosphere. If you don't want candles, okay. Whatever you need to do to make it soothing, then go for it. But by all means, don't take your phone in there with you. You know, don't have a TV on, radio on. Again, quiet your mind. Enjoy the bath for what it is. You don't have to have all this extra stuff in there. The candles are going to be very soothing for you. So take a bath. That would be a great thing to help you reducing the stress and mastering it.
All right, now this is something. I love reading, but reading is becoming a lost art. Everyone's doing everything very abbreviated, and books are now, you know, you have Kindle, and nothing wrong with these things. But I like the old-fashioned book in my hand, and I don't want paperbacks. I love the regular books, you know, your hardcover. Books contain positive, you know, affirmations. These are the type of books I'm referring to. Daily meditations or uplifting stories. These are going to help you feel better and actually restore your belief that life can be good. When we're so focused in reading things of a negative nature, it really takes us down and it changes the atmosphere, if you will, your own personal atmosphere. So you're going to be focused on negative things. That in itself is going to make you stressful. So please don't do that. Read books that nourish the soul, okay? 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk, talking about easy ways to master stress. All righty, this next one. And see, I was trying to sneak in another sip. That is so tasty. All right, I'm going to have another sip. All right, that'll hold me over. Okay, this next one. I hope I'm not smacking. Sorry if I am. Raised by wolves. What's wrong with me? All right, this next one. Try aromatherapy. Many aromatherapy oils are known for their relaxing properties. So add a few drops to your bath or make up a soothing oil to rub into your skin. Just kind of lie back, relax, and enjoy the soothing aromas that they give off. I mean, they're very beneficial for you. I mean, if you added something like a peppermint, it's going to be excellent for your sinuses. You know, just try to experiment with a lot of them and just see what happens. I guarantee you that you're going to feel very relaxed and calm. Pursue your passion. Now, this is something very important because a lot of us, life happens, and we just kind of forget to pursue our passions in life. Follow your bliss. Devote your time and energy to something you care about. Choose a hobby or an interest that stimulates and energizes you, something you can happily get lost in because you enjoy it so much. Now, this is something just for you. When you start asking people, what do you think about this and what do you think about that? Now we're going to get into their perspective. This is pursuing your passion, doing what makes you happy, not getting approval from others and doing what makes them happy, because then that's not really being true to yourself, and we don't want to do that. So anyway, pursue your passion. The next one. Now, this is something that I really am an advocate of because I think it's very important that we do this on a regular basis, and that is quit reading and watching the news. Now, let me elaborate. We always want to be informed, okay? So I'm not saying that, all right? So don't just sit there and go, wait, she said don't read the news, don't watch the news. Okay, we want to be informed, but at nighttime, especially at night before you go to bed. If you're already feeling stressed reading about or listening to the news, then you need to avoid it, okay? Don't set yourself up for failure. You're watching everything, and the news can be very challenging. So we're watching this at night. This is before we go to bed, and bad news stories can make you feel worse. And it's okay to switch off the negative world news if it upsets you. It doesn't make you less of a responsible person. So understand that. And this is something, you know, in the morning. You know, I was watching the news. I prefer to watch it in the morning. I've rested and, you know, I got a fresh start. But I'm listening to it, and the first 5 minutes was just negative. And I'm thinking, you know what? That's enough fun for me right now. It was just too much. And so I'm sure throughout the day I'll get this information. But we have to pick and choose what we allow into our thinking, and because it does impact us. So quit reading and watching the news, particularly at nighttime, if it upsets you, okay? All right. But by the same token, listen to the next one. Laughter is healing, all right? Laughing is good for the soul and can boost your mood. Everything from, you know, watching your favorite comedy, watching a movie, reading a book, whatever's going to make you laugh. Now, I've done several shows, again, on stress and stress management, but when I think about, like, watching TV, some of the things that make me laugh, some of my favorite older shows, I love Sanford and Son, Stooges. Love the Three Stooges. Oh, boy. absolutely love them. And so when whatever your show might be, whatever it is that's going to make you laugh, the objective is to laugh. Okay, laughter is very healing, very therapeutic for you. And sometimes throughout the day, people just, they're not happy. And this is how they function day in and day out. So when we're talking about mastering stress, you have to make sure that you are laughing, that you're happy. When you think about little children, they laugh quite a bit. But as we get older and conditioned, we're so focused and we're so weighed down and stressed that we don't laugh about anything. And even there are those that don't want you to be happy because they're so stressed out and imbalanced. So we can't allow this to happen. We just cannot allow this because before you know it, you'll be very, very depressed and you'll be a miserable person, and we don't want that, okay? So laughter is healing. Just remember that. This next one, very important because it gets into your environment. Make your home your sanctuary. Your home should be your heaven. Everything about it should just say peace when you get there. You shouldn't have, it shouldn't be crazy as far as loudness. I mean, you want to decorate your home in a way that gives you pleasure. Make it a place where you can look around and see things that make you happy. You don't have to even spend a lot of money. You know, a few plants, colorful cushions, pictures on the wall. This can make your home a cozy place where you enjoy spending time. If you are pulling up into your driveway and you are like, I do not want to go in there, that's a problem. You really need to address that. So you want to make your home your sanctuary, okay? 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. If you're just tuning in today, talking about easy ways to master stress, all right? I don't really want to get into managing stress because that's just saying, oh, it's okay, I'm going to keep it around. I really want us to master it and get rid of it because that's going to give us, you know, a better quality of life. We're going to be happier when we do that. Caller in the 980 area code, I have, I see you, got a call, a question, excuse me. I will come to you in about 5 seconds here. Let me say this one more time. 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. Talking about easy ways to master stress. We are at about 20 minutes after the hour here in Michigan, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to be exact, so we're about 10:20. Let me take this caller very quickly here. Now, I have a new switchboard. I think I know how to do this, so bear with me, caller. Good morning, caller in the 98 area, Zerico. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, good morning. This is Doc.
Good morning. Hello. How are you?
Pretty good. I've been trying to get a hold of you. Great show.
Oh,
what about those that always need a lot of physical and mental demands, like I'm always under?
Now, can you repeat that again? You broke up just a little bit. I'm sorry.
What about those, like I'm all, because the job that I do in the profession, I'm always up under a lot of physical and mental demands.
Now, that's a great question. The thing is, put it in perspective. I mean, this is your employment. So we know we've got to work. That's our livelihood. I mean, you can't quit because then you'd have a new stress. So we understand we've got to go to work. The physical demands, let's cover that first. If we're talking lifting and things of that nature where it's actual, literal physical demands, this is where you have to take care of yourself physically. Everything from eating right, exercising, getting the proper rest, these type of things are going to make the physical demands easier to tolerate and deal with so it doesn't take it, you know, the toll physically. The mental demands, so this is going to depend on what we're dealing with. If we're talking about individuals, if we're talking about we're just stressed because we don't like the job, it just depends on what type of mental demands we're talking about. But whatever the case may be, we have to put it in perspective. If it's a person that we don't like, okay, just now we want to rate this person. Do they really matter that much? Will you have to give them that energy if it's your manager or whomever? Okay, as long as they're not being unfair to you, then you put them in perspective and you deal with them as you need to. And you don't go home with them. So just look at it that way. But now if we're talking about it's other things that, you know, now we've got more mental things that are draining us. You don't like your job. You hate being there. Then, of course, you still have control over the situation. This is where you might begin to pursue another position. So the mental aspect, that's going to depend on what we're dealing with. But the physical part, that'll be really eating right, exercising, taking care of yourself so that you don't physically get drained and worn down. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All righty. You are so welcome. Have a great day.
You're the same.
All righty. Thank you, caller. You know, and that's the thing. We really always have to put things in perspective. And, you know, sometimes, again, life happens and there's not too many choices, or it seems like there's not too many, but there's always a choice. Just remember that there is always a choice. All righty here. Thank you, caller. Again, 347-426-469 is the number here at Doc Talk, talking about easy ways to master stress. All righty. The next one. Now, this is something you guys know. Oh, boy. And I'm well overdue for this one. Get a massage. Whew, just saying that just made me just, I heard birds and I saw rainbows and ponies. It was just a beautiful moment there. Getting a massage. Massage is so good for your body and your soul. And studies show that experiencing touch from another person is healing in itself. And massage helps you to unwind, release physical tension, and let you go of emotional, or excuse me, helps you to let go of emotional stress. So this is going to be something very important to you, very therapeutic. And, you know, a lot of people, of course, you hear me say that, you know, I love massages, and yeah, they're all comfort and everything, but I know the health benefits of them, and I really do appreciate them. So if you've never had a massage, it is a great thing. I would definitely encourage you to go get one. You know, just shoot for, if you don't want to try an hour, go for a half an hour. And really, when you allow yourself to relax and unwind when you're getting it, it's going to be excellent for you. And it's nothing like it when you get a good masseuse. So massage therapy is an excellent way to help you master your stress. All right, now here's just another one, and we're cruising up to the halfway point in the show. I'm doing pretty good on sharing these easy tips with you. This next one, let it all out. Now, this is huge. And, you know, have a good cry. It can make you feel better. I know some of us just want to avoid it and say, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to cry. And it's like, okay. But tears are, if you look at them, tears are the blood of the soul. Crying helps us to heal emotionally. And because when we internalize these feelings, usually when you're crying, you're upset about something. So this is something negative. And so we want to let that go. We want to get that out, and we want to move on past it. So sometimes a good cry is necessary. And I know this is sometimes challenging for men, for sure. And women, we want to be all tough and, you know, oh, I'm not doing it. You made me upset, but I'm just not crying. I'm like, okay, see how that works out for you. We don't want to hold in negative anything. We always want to get it out. So just let it out and just move on past it. I can guarantee you once you cry, you're going to feel a lot better. So don't think of yourself as a little crybaby. Just let it all go. All right, this next one. I love this one because I do it regularly. Exercise. You guys know how I feel about it. Exercise is a well-known de-stressor. The endorphins released when you exercise improve your mood. And so you want to choose a form of exercise that you enjoy, because exercise shouldn't become another chore to you. So if you're choosing an exercise or a regimen that you hate and you dread, that's not going to work. And then try to aim to exercise at least 3 times per week, at least 20 minutes each session. Don't try to overstress yourself and say, okay, I'm going to exercise 7 days a week for 4 hours. And that's not going to happen, because you're going to get, I can guarantee it. So just do something very simple. It's definitely going to help you release those good endorphins, and you're going to feel better, and then your stress levels will go down. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I was sipping more. I wasn't sneaky enough, was I? All right. Anywho, this next one. Now, if you are fortunate enough to have one, like myself, this is something you can do. But if not, you can maybe go borrow a pet or, I don't know, but rubbing your pet, stroking the pet. Studies suggest that stroking a cat, dog, or any other pet can help you release tensions. Now, I have a cat, Ninja, the Ninjinator. Absolutely love her. And, you know, just her presence is very calming because, of course, cats are pretty mellow. But, you know, you sit there and you start rubbing her, and it really does make a huge difference. Before you know it, you're just in chill mode. So stroke a pet, you know. If you don't have one, I understand. But, you know, you might be able to go to, you know, like an animal shelter and volunteer and just kind of, you know, hang out with the animals, because they love it too. All right? 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk, talking about easy ways to master stress. Okay, we're almost at the halfway point in the show. I can get through a few more of these, and then we'll take just a brief pause and get into the halftime information, and then we'll come right back to these quick coping mechanisms that you can incorporate today and begin to master that stress in your life, okay? All right, this next one. And this is something that I also do, and I absolutely love it. It is it's very soothing. It's up there with meditation, and that's yoga. Yoga is a form of mind, body, and spirit exercise that can help you to build strength, increase bodily flexibility, and soothe the mind. So the calming breathing techniques and relaxations are key parts of regular yoga practice. So this is going to be a very, very easy, simple way. I mean, and beginners, don't worry about doing things incorrectly or not knowing what to do. Focus on just relaxing and quieting your mind. Eventually, you'll get all the various poses and things of that nature, but don't worry about it in the beginning. Just try it. Try it for, you know, find a yoga class, get a yoga tape. There's so many things out there that you, I mean, there's an app, I'm sure, that you can download something that's going to help you. So try yoga. I can guarantee you, you're really going to enjoy that. Now, this next one, this is, I live this one, of course, is what I do professionally and personally, but eating healthily. You've got to eat in a healthy manner. This is one of the things that I mentioned to the caller that was talking about, you know, the physical stresses that they might be dealing with. When you're not eating properly, your body's going to take a toll. When you're healthy in body, you're healthy in mind also. So you want to eat foods that are lean, you know, like your high lean protein, meat, fishes, things of that nature, your complex carbohydrates, whole grain breads and pastas. And remember to include plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables in your diet. Quit all of the junk foods, sugary foods. These are going to promote more stress, weight gain, and they also lack essential vitamins and minerals. And so now when we start having physical issues, then that's going to be a stressor for us. So we don't want to do that. So make sure that your diet is up to par. I know I like treats like anyone else, but I tell you what, discipline is the key, because once the discipline goes away, now we're going to start having physical challenges, and that's going to be a problem for us. All right, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk, talking about easy ways to master stress. So I've given you a whole bunch of them. I think I can give you a couple more. And again, I was trying to be sneaky and sip on my fruit smoothie. That didn't work. So let me give you a couple more of these before we get to the halftime point. And I'm just looking at my switchboard and calling the 980 area code. I'm not sure if you have another question or comment. Let me switch to you very briefly. Good morning, caller. Again, do you have another question or comment? Okay, I don't think you do. Okay, so he's just pressing the button. Okay, all right, I don't want to overlook my caller. So, all right, anyway, thank you, caller, for your previous question. All right, this next one. If you don't understand after I mention this one, please go back and listen to my show regarding caffeine, and this one is quitting caffeine. I know, I just lost friendship with a lot of you on that one, but tea, coffee, and colas, they can add to your stress because of the caffeine they contain, and that caffeine acts as a stimulant, and this can make you feel wired. And so drinking in moderation, or swap these drinks out for an herbal or a green tea, is going to be much better for you. So do your best on this one. Go back and listen to that show. It's very, very informative. The caffeine is really, really causing you more harm than good. So really watch out for those things. And as I mentioned, it's not just in coffee. It's in certain teas and colas and even different candies and things of that nature, okay? So we want to be really, really mindful to try our best to quit caffeine, but if not, just do it in moderation, all right? And this one before the halftime point in the show, this is another one. Now, this one ranks up there with getting massages, and anyone walking the face of this earth that knows me knows that this is probably one of my favorite things to do, and that is getting enough sleep. There's a nap in my near future, trust me, today. But getting enough sleep, this is huge. Burning the candles at both ends will leave you feeling exhausted and stressed out. Make sure that you're getting enough sleep. And by doing so, you'll be able to cope better with the demands of each day. I mean, when you decide that you're going to stay up, you're going to watch TV, and you're doing all kinds of things, and then you've got to get up early, at a certain point, this is going to begin to take its toll on you physically. And then you crash and burn. I mean, I know people, they do it for a few days in a row, and then by the fourth day, they're like, I just can't take it. That is too much of an overload. You need to get enough sleeping. It needs to be quality sleep. So set your regimen in a manner that you begin winding down several hours, if you can, before the actual time you want to go to sleep. So you have a regimen. You know, you might take a shower or bath, you know, turning off that TV, lowering these different external stimulus. That's going to be really helpful for you. You know, don't talk to people that are going to upset you. Don't do things that are going to cause you to raise your energy levels. We want to wind down a little bit, okay? So getting enough sleep is so crucial for you. I cannot tell you how important it is. So please go back and listen to my show in the archives regarding getting enough sleep. And people don't realize that when you are sleep deprived, that's more dangerous than drunk driving. And so when I put it to them that way, clinically, that is an actual fact. When you understand that, you realize that, gosh, I didn't know it was that critical. But, and we take for granted that, you know, we're driving drowsy and we're driving just, you know, blatantly just sleepy. And we're operating machinery and we're just doing things and we are so tired. Please stop it. It is not that serious. Take 20 minutes, go sit down, shut it down, and you're going to feel a lot better, and you're not going to be jeopardizing your own health or someone else's, okay? All righty, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. If you're just tuning in, this is Dr. Ruth Stevens, the owner of Nutritional Yours, located here in Detroit, Michigan, and your host of Doc Talk here on Blog Talk Radio each and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, you can always email me directly at doctalkruth@gmail.com. And, of course, you may call my office at 313-897-7257 if you'd like to reach me. And please go to my website at www.drruthlstevens.com. All righty, halftime information, very briefly, going to give you the lab specials, all that good stuff. Again, you can go to my website. That'll give you more information regarding me and what I do. So, the lab special for the month of May, let me find them. Oh, my goodness gracious, too many crickets. Lost it. Okay. Always ongoing is Complete Wellness Profile. That is a full lab. That's going to show me glucose, thyroid, liver, kidney panel, bones, mineral, fluid, electrolytes, your glucose. All of these numbers are so important because it's going to give me a snapshot of what's going on in your body at that moment. So I can see if you're diabetic. I can see if there's an imbalance with your thyroid. I can see if you're anemic. It's going to give me a full hematology report so I can see imbalances as far as your immune system. So this is a great lab to take advantage of. That's always at the rate of $145. And then, of course, we have the hair tissue mineral analysis. That's a great lab. And when it comes back, it's going to show me all of your nutrient levels, what you have too much of and too little of. And it will also show me your corrective foods, things I need to add to your diet and things I need to take out of the diet. It will also show me your toxic minerals, lead, aluminum, mercury, cadmium. All these things are toxic in the body. So this will show up in that hair analysis. And then, of course, we can just take care of that. That is always at the rate of $85. And this month's lab specials, I am doing a general health panel. This is very simple. If you say, okay, I can't afford the Complete Wellness Profile, let me do the general panel. This month, until May 31st, you can take advantage of that one at the rate of $45. That will give me a quick snapshot. It's not as thorough as the Complete Wellness Profile, but it's pretty darn good, I must say. So that one is going on this month for $45. And then lastly, we have our arthritis panel. For those dealing with arthritic issues or you suspect you've got something, a rheumatoid arthritis or gout, whatever the case may be, this is going to be a great panel for you to do. And I always encourage people just to do labs in general just to find out their overall health because you never know what's developing in your body. So one of these labs could explain that little ache and pain that you've been dealing with or why you're always sleepy, you're always stressed, you know, you just can't get enough rest and you feel that way. there could be something going on with you, metabolically speaking. So let's find out what's going on as far as your numbers and seeing what the deal is. And you do not have to be in the state of Michigan. You can be anywhere in the United States. You can take advantage of these lab specials. Just contact my office at 313-897-7257 for more information or to place the lab order. So see, that was simple and easy. Quick. Done with that. If you need more information, again, contact my office at 313-897-7257. All righty here. Let's get back to the matter at hand, talking about easy ways to master stress. Just doing this show has made me feel better because I'm telling you, all of us have it. Trust me on this one. All of us have some form of stress, and we're just like, you know what? Lord. But, you know, we can do it. We can handle this, all right? So if you missed the first half of the show, please go back and listen to my tips on mastering stress. And you can always email me, and I can actually forward you the information in written form because I think that's a good way to have information as well. But if not, just give me a call, and we can work this out here. All righty, let me take a sip. Mm-hmm, so good. All right, talked about getting enough sleep. All right. This next one, talking things over. This is very important. If you have problems on your mind that you just can't seem to resolve yourself, talk them over with a close friend or family member. Now, if your friend or your family member is a source of stress, of course, we're not going to talk to them. We're going to find someone else. Getting worries off your chest can help you feel better. And your friend may be able to offer you a useful, different perspective or sound advice. And this is the kind of friend that you want. You don't want anyone that's going to give you crazy advice or, you know, tell you something. It's like, really, this is what you're advising me to do? So we want to, of course, have a balanced source that we go to. And, of course, you can always contact me. I consider myself relatively balanced, but this is something you just want to make sure that you're talking things over. Again, we want to get it out. We don't want to internalize these things. The next one, take a walk. Now, this is great. Now, weather permitting, of course, and even when the weather is a little shady, you can find a mall or something to go indoors and walk. But a 20-minute walk in the fresh air can help to blow the cobwebs, if you will, away and improve your mood. If you walk briskly enough, this can also count as one of your weekly exercise sessions. So we're kind of killing two birds with one stone here. So just take a walk. You know, I've seen people, they're upset, and they're like, you know what, I'm going to go take a walk. That really is very beneficial for them, and it's going to help them just kind of work through the situation, okay? All right, this next one. Now, I'm extremely organized, almost kind of OCD, if you will, regarding my organization, and I'm proud of it, doggone it, but getting organized. Being organized can help you feel more in control of your life. Plan ahead and prepare. Preparing the night before for work or any other event, it's going to help reduce the risk of those stressful morning rush hours. And particularly if you have children or if you have a long commute, whatever the case may be, getting organized is going to help you deal with this much more effectively than you realize. So try to do some things at night, as much as you can possibly do in the evening, as opposed to, well, I'm just going to wait till the morning because you don't know what's going to take place in the morning. That's a whole different time frame. So get yourself organized and do as much as you can do the evening prior if you can. And I'm not sure, again, if my caller in 980 has a question or comments. I'm just going to switch back to you very briefly just to make sure I'm not overlooking you. Good morning. Again, caller, do you have a question or comment? I'm not quite sure. Okay. All right. They've got the poker voice. All right. So I'm not going to come back to you, and hopefully I'm not overlooking you because you've got your button pressed as if you have a question, and so on my switchboard it's lit up. So, all righty. The next one. This is very important, setting realistic goals. This is a challenge for a lot of us. Know what you want to achieve and then work out how you're going to get there. Don't set yourself up to fail. Choose goals that you know are easily achievable for you and your present circumstance. This is going to be very important. I mean, don't set something that's unrealistic because then when it doesn't happen, then we're going to have problems, and then you're going to be more stressed out, and that's not cool. So you want to make sure that you set realistic goals, okay? Now, this one, this is huge because this always, to me, puts it in perspective immediately, and that's counting your blessings. I mean, really, being grateful. Remember, all good things, you know, all the good things you have in your life, the people that you care about, your achievements, you know, you'll find that you have a lot to be thankful for. If we're just focusing on the negative or the situation, we kind of forget about all the things that we should be grateful for and really giving our energy to. So count your blessings. Don't give your energy to something that really isn't going to benefit you. And, you know, again, focus on all the good things you have in your life, because there's a lot of good things that we have. Just the fact that you're alive, we can just start right there, okay? But focus on these things and count your blessings, okay? The next one, because we are about at 20 minutes remaining in the show. Let me get moving on these because I don't want to run out of time with this one. This next one, and I do this one, it's keeping a journal. Writing your thoughts down can be very healing, and keeping a journal can help you identify the people and situations that are causing you stress. You know, if you're writing it down in your journal, you're going, hey, doggone it. And so we can identify what's going on here. And once you know what they are and who they are, you can take the necessary steps to tackle them head on and deal with it. So keep a journal. This is very, very important. Again, I do this personally. And I like it because I can look back at things and go, I allowed this to happen or didn't allow certain things to happen. And then it really helps you learn about yourself as well. All righty, the next one. I love this one. Trying herbal remedies. Now, this, of course, is going into the physical aspect of mastering stress. Herbal remedies. I love tea. Always love tea. Herbal teas like chamomile, lavender, passion flower, even a lemon, verbena. These can help you relax. And these herbs, they don't have caffeine. So they're not going to have you wired, running around in circles, things of that nature. They're really going to help you relax. Now, of course, be mindful to make sure that you are not allergic, because these are herbs, so you could have an allergy to them. So we want to test it out first, because we don't need to be stressed with an allergic reaction, now do we? So make sure that you test them out first, but then have a nice cup of tea, okay? All righty, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk, talking about easy ways to master stress. And I mentioned it earlier in the show, on this show. I've done so many shows regarding stress and managing it, foods for stress, all that good stuff. But May is Mental Health Month, and so I really wanted to, again, give us easy ways of doing things in our life that might be causing us some challenges. And so with this being Mental Health Month, easy ways to master stress, I want us to really master it. I don't want us to just kind of, I got it under, you know, I'm dealing with it. You don't have to deal with it. I want us to master it and to get rid of it. And trust me, this goes for yours truly as well. So this next one, get perspective. Put it in the right perspective. Anxiety and worry can take over your life. If you find yourself constantly worrying about the same issue, try to view it in a different way. You know, ask a friend or family member for their perspective. It may help you to see the problems differently. And it's also going to help you understand how your thought processes are, because you always want to be fair to everyone, even if someone's creating a challenging situation for you. You want to have the proper perspective regarding that, okay? All right, this next one, this goes back to being organized, decluttering your home. A messy home can make you feel more stressed. Clean up, throw away junk, donate unwanted items to charity. A clear home space will encourage a clear mind and clear thinking. All right, so make sure that your environment is always very clear, very neat, very organized, and I can guarantee you your stress level will go down, because now we don't have to sit there looking at all the stuff sitting around us, okay? All righty, I'm sipping, y'all. I'm taking another drink, y'all. I said y'all. All righty, that was the Tennessee side of me. All right, anywho, this next one. Now, this is very important. because as a certified mental health instructor and someone that deals with people that might be dealing with depression, they may be suicidal, whatever the case may be, you always want to get medical help if you feel depressed. If you find yourself going down that road where you just can't get it together and stress is too overwhelming, you want to make sure you consult, whether it's your own family doctor, a professional like myself, whatever the case may be, you want to seek medical help if you begin to feel depressed, because now we're going down a very serious road and we need to stop that before it goes too far, okay? All right, the next one, quitting negative self-talk. Stop running yourself down in your mind. Negative self-talk disempowers you, and you can achieve things, and your life does have meaning. So talk yourself up. Remind yourself of all the things you can do successfully and all the people who care about you. You know, this is where we really have to be mindful in guarding our minds and the people that are around us. They're not an asset, and they're a liability. So we want to get rid of them, and then we don't want to be a liability to ourselves by constantly having negative self-talk. So make sure that we stop that if we're doing that, and, be really, really mindful of that, okay? 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. All right, talking about easy ways to master stress, we're about at 12 minutes remaining in the show. I'm doing pretty decent on this one. All righty. This next one. Get a hug. I know. Didn't that sound beautiful? That was so special. Get a hug from someone you love, your partner, your children, grandparent, even a pet like Ninja. You know, physical touch is very good for you. And so, again, we go day in and day out without physical contact from another human being, and this is just really not healthy for us. So we want to try to get a hug. Now, just don't go around touching people, doing things, and getting beat down. But we want to make sure that we're hugging people that have good energy, all right? So because we don't want to take on their negative energy. You hug them and you feel like, gosh, this person's very dark. So we don't want to do that. So make sure, get a hug. It's a great thing, all right? Now, here's something, practicing acceptance. This is a huge one. Know what you can and can't change. The actions of some people in certain situations are beyond your control. Learn to recognize when there is nothing you can do to change the way things are. And this is where a lot of us just don't want to do that. We just want to stand there and it's like, no, you're going to see it my way and this is how it is. And it's like, no. You just got to say, you know what, it's all right. I'm accepting this, and it's okay. It is okay for there to be individuals on opposite sides of the fence. And the problem resolution and how you solve it, that is what's important, because if we're not solving it in a healthy way, this is going to create even more stress, okay? Now, this next one, taking care of your appearance. This is something that I think is very important. Looking after your physical body by maintaining a healthy weight and keeping your hair, your skin, all these things looking good can help you feel more confident. And so, make the effort to boost your self-esteem. Now, there's a lot of things that I do, of course, just for my own personal maintenance. But, I do like, I have long nails, and, my nails have been maintained since 1978. And so this is just something that I enjoy. This is one of these things that I do for my pleasure. But I love my, I don't wear makeup. So my nails and, the different colors and things on my nails and my toes, that's my makeup. So I can be creative with those things. But whatever the case may be, it's maintenance. It's taking care of my physical body. This is exercise. This is eating right. All these different things you want to do, because when you have low self-esteem, okay, now we're going to start getting into that negative self-talk again. So we do not want to do that. We want to take care of our appearance, all right? All righty here, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. All right, he's talking about easy ways to master stress. Okay, this next one. Now, I like this one. This is pretty good. Simplify your life. Mm-hmm. Keep things simple. You don't need more than one phone. You don't need a huge, bulging wardrobe of clothes you never wear. Simplify your life, or, you know, by only keeping items that you truly need or what brings you happiness. I mean, I know a lot of us have now. Now, the exception to this rule, folks, I want this to be clear, is shoes. You can never have too many shoes. So with the exception of shoes, we want to simplify our life, okay? Everything else we can get rid of and all that other stuff. Shoes, we can have million pairs of those, and it's okay. But anywho, simplify your life. Keep things very simple. The more we add, then the more clutter, the more distractions, all these things are going to really cause us a lot of issues, okay? This next one, this is huge. Know when to let go of someone or something. Holding on to people or patterns of behaviors that are no longer good for you can cause you stress. Sometimes you just have to move on to feel better. And this is a challenge for us, because it's habit, it's comfortable, and a lot of us, we don't want to change for the fear of the unknown, but when we find that something's not good for us, then you really have to let go of it. You, for your own benefit, you really have to, okay? All righty, you trust me on that one. This next one, now this is for those that sit behind a desk, and they just got to stay there and never take a break. Always take your lunch break. Always step away. Your body and your mind need that rest. Don't skip your lunch break at work and take regular breaks throughout your day, I was reading something. A break from work can reset your mind so that you'll perform well later into the day. So you want to make sure if you work behind, you know, in an office environment, a lot of people, they might eat at their desk. They never leave that environment until it's time to go home. This is not good for you. You need to step away. Even if you don't do anything but go to the restroom, walk down the hallway, step away from that desk environment. Give your body and your mind a well-needed break, okay? All righty here. I've got so many of these. Here we go. This next one. And we're almost there. We are about at 8 minutes remaining in the show here. And this next one. I love these two. When I thought of these, learn to be patient. Now, I'd like to think I'm a pretty patient person. I really think I am. Sometimes you have to wait in line. Don't let delays stress you out. Be prepared. You can carry a book with you to read. You know, you can even play games on your phone. I know I see that all the time. You can use that waiting time to relax. Don't just kind of trip out. There's no point of standing in line getting more and more worked up. You're in line. It is what it is. Some things are beyond your control. Relax and go with the flow. I can guarantee you when you change your perspective of it, you're going to be fine. All right? So learn to be patient. This is huge. Trust me on that one. Now, this one, I've done a show on this one a few years back, and I think it was an excellent show, not because I did it, but the content. It was so valuable. And that is avoiding toxic people. Whew. Let me stay right here for a second. Avoiding toxic people. These are going to be your moaners, the whiners, you know, the naggers. People who subtly put you down, you know, they dump negative things on you, then they're out of there. You want to surround yourself with good friends and family members who have your best interest at heart. And it's very important, and I know we all have encountered these people that whenever they see you or anyone, you say, "Hi, how are you?" "Oh, Lord, I'm surviving." I'm like, gee whiz. Is it that rough? It really isn't, because it's perspective. And this person's perspective is that of someone that's negative, that's ungrateful. And no, I don't know what they're dealing with. But again, if this person has the ability to wake up and walk and talk and function, there's got to be something to be grateful for and take the high road. You don't have to allow things to get to you. So again, if you're that toxic person, trust me, people are avoiding you. But if you're dealing with toxic people, then we really need to put them in the proper place. It doesn't mean you have to be rude and disrespectful. You just know that that person just isn't where you're at, and so they're going to take you down. We don't ever want people to take us down. We always want people to uplift us. So these moaners, as I said, you know, oh, Lord, I got to do this. And it's like, wow, really? We don't want to hear that. I mean, it's a schlep rock kind of thing, you know. If you're old enough to remember that person, that fictional character, we don't want that mentality. So avoid toxic people at all cost. And again, we don't have to be rude or disrespectful. We just want to make sure that we are mastering our stress and making sure that we don't allow these people to dictate what's going on in our day-to-day activities, okay? All righty, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. Talking about easy ways to master stress, we are cruising right on up to that point, and I've got a few more here, and I think I will have done what I needed to do. All right, this next one, resolve conflicts by talking directly. Now, I don't talk in circles. And I think it's a very important thing to do, is being very direct. And if conflict is a source of stress for you, talk directly and rationally to the other person. We want to be rational. Do your best to put your point of view across without emotion. That way you have done your best to solve the problem. And if the other person won't come halfway to meet you, then that's their problem. And this is one of those situations where you have to say, all right, I'm just going to keep it moving. And you let it go, and you preserve your own happiness. So we want to resolve our conflicts by talking directly to the source. Don't call up your friends. Don't do any of that. Go directly to the source and solve the issue as best as possible. All righty? All righty, 347-426-3469 is a number here at Doc Talk. We are cruising here, folks. I've got a few more here. I'm trying to do it. All righty. This next one, don't over-dramatize your problems. No one can predict the future, but try to think long-term. One bad week doesn't mean your life will be bad forever. And life is an ever-changing journey, and everyone experiences highs and lows and boring periods where nothing seems to happen. So just don't be like, oh, I'm never going to do this. Okay, well, guess what? You put that out there, so you're creating that reality, and guess what? You won't ever do it. So we don't want this overly dramatic thing to take place as far as our problems are concerned. Don't do that, you know. Put it in perspective, and then I can guarantee you again, you are going to go, all right, I think I can handle this. Now, this one is another one, and this coincides with avoiding toxic people, and this one is avoiding gossip. Getting caught up in gossip can cause you stress. People are left hurt by idle gossip every day. Avoid listening to gossip and avoid repeating it. Stay away from an activity that can have potentially stressful consequences. And a lot of people, and I'll comment on this one very briefly, I have a lot of patients that are having challenges with social media because they are getting caught up in this exact thing, because they're reading about other people's issues, and then they might be, passing it along. But you've got to think, this is a negative energy. You know, how would you like it if someone were talking about you and you weren't there to give the actual facts? And a lot of these scenarios, whether it's social media or it's just in your day-to-day life, people just run their mouths too much, and they don't have actual facts. So when you allow yourself to get caught up in this can be very stressful, because now you are a willing participant to this nonsense. So with that one being said, that's going to be my last one, but I really want you to be mindful for that. And, you know, just try to manage your stress, because enjoy these small, simple things in life. You know, life should be enjoyed. Take the time to enjoy the simple pleasures. You know, a beautiful day, time spent laughing with friends, you know, flowers that are in full bloom. There are so many positive things happening around us every day. Learn to stop, notice, and appreciate them. Life really should be enjoyed, and we should not be dealing with so much stress. Huh. So with that being said, folks,
All righty then. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you missed any portion of it, please go back and listen to it via archive. Of course, I'm here each and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Feel free to follow me on Twitter at @DocTalkRuth as well as LinkedIn at @DocTalkRuth. You can reach me in my office by calling 313-897-7257. And you may email me at @DocTalkRuth@gmail.com. As well as go to www.drruthostevens.com as well for more information regarding me and my services. So everyone, make sure you take care of yourself. Have a great day. Have a great week. Stay healthy and happy. And God willing, we'll be together next week. So have a great one, folks. Bye-bye.